chicken, chicken, chicken haters. 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 Chicken, chicken, chicken haters.
Ball heads, scallywag. Ain't got no hair in
the back. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 81-50-93-9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. We got a little carried away. Got to take a second to thank some of our partners and remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Also, let me take a second to give a big, big shout out and special thanks to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide. The moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience. Best service, fairest possible price. And it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark. They'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you could give them a call, 812-725-9217. Or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com.
Okay. I'm going to read a few texts. I've totally ignored the text line, and we've probably got 1,800 this morning. I can only... Never mind.
You beat me too.
Yeah. Let's see. We need a good Google Moogly. Googly Moogly.
Are you thought about playing that one, too.
Yeah. You know why I'm in on him? In that video of him way back, right after... right after Sandy Hook, he admitted he didn't vote for Obama. I should have added those.
What? What?
Like him even more. No, I liked Obama, actually.
I remember.
Yeah, he was good people. Just the current one. Anyways, regardless. Nikki's killing it. Okay, let me get back into where we were talking about it. Offense beats defense. Okay, here we go. College Charleston's been able to win with guys who are going to dominate at the Y for the years to come. Athleticism of recruits will need to improve and should be in at Louisville. We've had multiple players whose nickname included fundamental. Yeah, that's fair. Let's see. They've had higher defenses in previous seasons. Absolutely. So not just taking this year. Right. That's a good point. Even though they were, like I said, it's also a give and take. They were also in the top 25 this year for a few weeks. So... you know, it might be some of his better teams or with that. He has a system. We'll be fine. So that I hear Kelsey's defense isn't great. After looking up stats, their half court is okay. Their transition is awful. You can link most of that to their long three. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Coach K seems like the type of guy who walks into a top recruit's home, looks the recruit in the eye, and says, want to become a legend. Help me build this powerhouse program.
All right. Okay, we're doing the Coach K thing.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going zero to Coach K there.
No. I mean, you're not going to abbreviate Coach Kelsey as Coach K.
No, he's PK.
Why can't he be Coach K?
I think he should be PK.
He's mine now.
Yeah, I gotta you have some respect for the college sport.
Yeah.
It's like if some dude's name was Coach Crumble or something, he's like, oh, Crumb.
Coach Crumble. No, it should be PK because, you know, don't you want him to be the opposite of what KP was? The highest level of respect to KP?
No, I don't.
See, Here goes Nick. Going back to Kenny Payne.
After
Marcus asked, but.
Can I block Nikki?
We block Nikki from the show.
Okay.
Cue it up, baby.
Press conference today. What are you expecting to hear?
I think it's going to be energetic. I think it's going to be, of course, I imagine you'll have, and it's not open to the public, but I do believe that the alumni have been somewhat invited. So I think there'll be.
What do you mean somewhat invited? I told you, Steve.
Okay. All right. Never mind. I didn't know what I was allowed to say. Okay, well, the alumni have been invited, and I know the media will be there, and it's over. So I think he will, at Louisville, it doesn't matter. It's not cliche. Mm-hmm. Louisville is a place like Miami football. You have to acknowledge mm-hmm. the alumni. Mm-hmm. It's very important. Mm-hmm. Some places it's not as important. Like the next guy that comes into Kentucky, all jokes aside, those guys are Cal guys. Mm-hmm. They're not Kentucky guys. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they're... A lot of those guys aren't going to have nothing to do with Kentucky when Cal leaves. You know, it's going to, I mean, if you don't believe me, I mean, if you're mad at me for saying that, like Matt Jones said as much, like, yeah, I don't think those guys will have a ton to do with Kentucky.
It had to be guys who stayed at least.
Yeah, like Reed Shepherd will. Yeah, like, and some of the other guys will. They'll always kind of ride for Kentucky, but it'd just be like, oh, yeah, I'm Kentucky, man. They're going to win the tournament this year.
Bam.
Yeah, and they're going to be like, oh, cool. Like, so what do you give to the universities? Well, nothing. But
what did they give me?
yeah, like nothing. But, yeah, I do think here is a place where you do have to acknowledge the past. You do have to acknowledge the alumni. And then, I mean, I don't know that there's anything we have to hear. What I want to hear is, I don't know. Am I wrong about this? Let me spin this question back to you. Mm. Do we need to be, are we the type, do we need a, okay, because here's what I always enjoy about a press conference, especially with a guy like him. This is why I kind of wish it was open to the public, even though I know why it's not. I like.
It'll be on YouTube or something, right?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, yeah. But no, I mean, hear me out, though. Right. I like when a new coach walks in and goes, oh my God, this is crazy. Like,
I hate that.
See, I love it. I absolutely love it. I love when they walk in and there's fans and it's like, these people.
I understand why you love it. Place. But here's the thing. I think in this job, over time.
Sure.
I think there's a, I don't want to see the nerves, you know?
Yeah, fair enough.
Does it make sense?
Like, absolutely.
Yeah, like the awkwardness of, I remember even Coach Mack saying it. Like, you could have asked him, give me one name of somebody you met in your opening day press conference. He couldn't tell you one name.
Not one.
Let me say this again for people just to understand. You've been in this situation before. Like some people can't even remember their own graduation because you have so many axons firing in your brain. Your brain is going 1,000 miles an hour. Absolutely. All you want to do is not screw something up. I mean, I think maybe Vince Tyree might have said it in his opening press conference. But the point is, you literally could have asked Coach Mack, give me one name of one person you met today, and he would not have been able to tell you, and you could see it. And he was excited.
Yeah.
And he was like, this is Louisville. And I was a one seed.
Uh-huh.
He was a one seed, Steve.
In his hometown.
In his hometown.
Uh-huh.
And was like.
But do we need to see, are we the type, and I think we are, that need to see the appreciation? Like need to see him, like, man, I've watched, like, I need to hear you say, this is a dream. Like Louisville meant so much. Does he have to have a story?
No.
Growing up, and I watched, you know.
And here's the thing. Not this time.
Okay.
Not this time.
I'm able to be fought down.
And here's the thing. I understand what you're saying, right? But this, to me, this goes along with the Great Reset, right?
And let me be clear, you nor I are saying, I mean, you're not saying either like that he won't be appreciative.
Right.
I'm saying like, do we have to hear it? Yeah.
Okay. Along with the Great Reset, right? to me, one of the best things, and I've said this to you, I've said this publicly.
Oh, apparently season ticket holders were invited.
Okay.
I didn't know that. That's awesome. Okay.
Very cool. I said this publicly and privately.
Yeah.
One of the best consequences of last year or last 2 years or last couple of years
sure.
is the appreciation for each individual game. Almost like we got humbled as far as a program.
You know? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes. We've had this conversation privately.
We've got humbled.
We'll look at 3-0 next year a hell of a lot different.
Yes.
We're going to be like, man, we're 3-0.
100%. We've gotten humbled. We got humbled through every.
I've got us 3-0, by the way.
Okay. So.
I'm on a plane to the Bahamas and we're 3-0.
Right.
Already. Yeah.
So now, how about have a coach that doesn't look starry-eyed about this and looks at your program like, no, we got work to do. Look at every fan. Look at every fan and say, no.
I'm sold.
This is not. Glitz and glamour, Louisville. No,
I've already bought it.
We need to work. Y'all realize I got to fill out a whole roster.
You're still selling me. I'm in.
Get these. Seriously.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I would like a coach to just like not be glitz. Again, appreciate it on the low, all that good stuff. But I don't. Oh God, it's Louisville job. No. I just hope I'm good enough to But no. Uh-huh. No, we got work to do. I need my fans there. I need my alumni there. I need your money. I need your support. I need NIL. I need this stuff. This is your job. This is your responsibility. And I'm gonna get these players as talent acquisition. We're gonna start scouting for these first 10 games. Bam.
Yeah,
it's work. Like you don't have to be. You don't have to acknowledge the history. You don't have to.
Yeah.
He's put together this. No, we got a job to do.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah. Like maybe you acknowledge Coach Crum, you acknowledge that, and it's like, yeah, and then boom. Okay, yeah.
But all the coaches built a great program.
Yeah.
We got work to do.
Yeah. Like, y'all got a nice little thing going here.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm not that impressed. I thought it'd be better.
Kind of.
I thought about not taking this.
No, you can leave that out.
Purvis told me not to.
Get out.
I was going to say, oh, when Steve does it, it's okay.
Get out.
We're done.
What's his buyout?
Josh, you did this!
Caitlin Clark offered $5 million to play in the Ice Cube's Big Three League.
She should.
What would Joe Johnson do to Caitlin Clark?
I'd love to see it. Earl Clark plays in that league.
What would ISO Joe do to Caitlin Clark? She gets switched on E5.
Yeah. That's what I said. Bless her heart. I'd love to see it.
Switch! Right here.
You ever been checked running across the lane before? Old girl took you down with the forearm earlier.
No, look.
You feel E5's forearm right across the chest.
A civilian took you down in a court storming.
Yeah. Until E5 puts that big tattooed arm. Boom. You know who was it?
Is he gonna be able to play?
Broke David Padgett's ribs.
Who did?
I can't remember who it was. Was on the team at the time. I mean, David Padgett missed a game or two. Because, or it might have been David Padgett did it.
Oh.
One of the two, though, somebody in a practice, just a check across the lane, broke the ribs. Like, that's a lot happened right there.
In the mix.
Let's see. I watched the College of Charleston press conference. He will give praise, be very grateful, and talk a little smack. I think there's something to that.
I can do smack talk.
Yep. I think there's something to that. Let's see, coach about to walk up to the podium in a Golkey jersey. That would be funny. He has to bring back Louisville Live with that energy. I think we'll see something like that with him. He feels like that type of guy.
Yeah, but don't get caught up in it.
No, I mean, Louisville Live is just something for fun. I mean, but it's a recruiting tool, though. And I think it's a big recruiting tool here.
Is it?
Well, when you utilize it. Yeah.
I mean,
we had one and we didn't bring but two recruits, and then we had another one, or then we didn't have it the next year. So, yeah.
We got NIL now.
Well, yeah.
They're like, Louisville Live. Heard it was cute.
It's still cool.
It's cool for us. Listen, Louisville Live was more of a fan recruiting tool than a player recruiting tool.
I want it.
I know. As
it did get us Aiden Nagay on.
Trying to make my point, please, Nick.
I'll see myself out.
You're really not helping me there, big dog.
That's the one way you can torpedo the whole Louisville Live.
Yep, really, really killing the vibe there, my dude.
Let's bring it back to the Josh Hurd thing. Because I was saying, the importance of, or okay, this is a benefit. This is a unintended consequence, positive consequence.
Okay.
Is that College of Charleston, I can, if I'm Josh Hurd, I can be a little more hands-on with you. Some previous coaches, like I said, Chris Mack coming from a one seed, Kenny Payne coming from a league point of view, you're getting coaches from different things. It's hard for probably the AD to even ask these questions, like, hey man, are you sure this is okay? I think there would be a better chance to have a better working relationship with a coach that's not too big for the job. And
And in AD, there's a relationship there, and I know this to be true, that he's aware.
Mm.
I know this, that he's aware. I don't know if it was mentioned, so I can't say how. If it was, then you already know what I'm about to say if you're listening. But he's aware that Josh, the importance of this hire for Josh Hurd.
Right.
That Pat Kelsey's very aware. Yeah. And Pat Kelsey has told Josh Hurd, I'm in.
Yeah,
I won't let you down.
We're together.
Because our jobs are on the line.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Our reputations. Our perception.
That's a dangerous duo, man, in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
If an AD's like, you get that man whatever he needs. you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And if Pat Kelsey knows I can go to that AD and be like, I need this.
Fundraising. Like, absolutely. You know, like, hey, you're not one entity trying to raise funds over here, and I'm not one entity with separate funds. No, we have to get this war chest as strong as possible. You know, and again, you know, some other coaches are just kind of like, let me do my thing, you know. Or put it this way. They're in a position to be a little more standoffish with the ADs.
Well, any big name Power 5 coach, a Bruce Pearl, Scott Drew, anybody's going to come in and go, you know, hey, I want a relationship with you, but also I do things my way.
Mm-hmm.
I have my guys. I have my – and you've earned that right. There's nothing wrong with that.
Kind of like a you came to get me to bring what I have to bring to the table.
Yeah. What you were doing is not working. I will.
Yeah. So, I do like that relationship tier dynamic.
Said his plane is taking off and it should be here at 12:28. I don't know if that's true or not at all. I'm just going by that. I'm going to take it as gospel.
I heard there was a lot of taking his stuff as gospel.
Yes.
While I was gone.
Absolutely. We take it.
Let's stop doing that.
Whatever it said, let's do it.
Let's get back to our trusted sources. I'm going to pick about three trusted sources.
Mine is 649.
And I'm gonna cut everybody else off.
With Kelsey just took off from Charleston. Be here at 12:28. Sources.
That's too direct to not be on point.
Yep, sources. That's like the guy that wrote us. He was like, yeah, no, I'm a pilot. And I just dropped off the lethal shooter. It's like. And he wasn't lying. He really did. But it was like, okay. I just assumed he was going to be an assistant coach. It's like, no, he's here to work some guys out.
Quick commercial break. Last commercial break.
12:36.
939 DeVille.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
It's the second weekend of the tournament. Why not watch it at Twin Peaks on dozens of TVs? Get yourself some billionaire bacon. Maybe grab a craft cocktail or a 29-degree draft. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views. Maybe a peach.
Could be a peach.
Might be a peach. Probably a peach.
Six minutes ago, Jody Demling. Jody Demling tweeted out
playing
a quote.
Okay, I'm listening.
Chris Mack on Pat Kelsey. Actually, he put Pat Kelsey. Ooh, Jody.
Coach Cal with a K. Did you see that? You missed that while you were gone. The Lex Tenero leader on the front page spelled Calipari with a K.
Yeah.
Oops. Also, did you see the video? Oh, you've missed so much, man. Mitch Barnhart and Calipari, they like put out a hostage video.
I saw
like, we image. Love each other.
Did it look fake?
His candles are awesome.
Did it look really fake?
Funny. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. Dave Skull would know what I was talking about. So would Lieberman. Yeah, no, it looked very fake. He was like, we want to go out the right way.
Go, what do you mean go out the right way?
Like, I mean, they pretty much were like, listen, he's back again next year, but we're going to, not much longer.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're sitting right beside each other, just arm in arm. It was like, yeah.
That's probably it.
We are happy. It was like really weird. One last it was round. Really, really awkward. It was like, okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm ready.
Chris Mack on Pat Kelsey.
I know.
He finally made a mistake. I just want to take a chance. Little dick. He's like, you read my stuff every single day, Marcus. You
I know. Yeah. He's like, you literally, Steve Rama just gave away my paywall stuff for like the last 3 days. Okay.
He had two errors on this.
Jesus Christ. What did Chris Mack say?
Chris Mack on Pat Kelsey, a Louisville. I get it, Jody. You're working fast. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm
listening. Come on, Jeremy. Read it.
He does.
Read it.
Certainly, every day and every game is a big one at Louisville. Kelsey is not going to be awed by the moment or the environment whatsoever. That's exactly.
That's what you just said.
It's exactly what this your ideal situation. Like, no, like, he's been in big games. You know, he's going to be comfortable. And again, he's a college coach. I mean, you heard Davenport. Can you play that Davenport one more time? I mean, when you talk about like lineage, like if you're in if you're a coach, if you're in the coaching world, if you got dads and uncles that are coaches, it's like you think like a coach all the time.
Well, we brushed right over the. I mean, did we not brush right over the Cronin talk in there too?
Right.
That's like, okay, this is a group, man, that hung out.
That thinks
and Cronin, regardless of if you wanted Cronin here or not, I mean, he's a basketball mind.
Yep.
Big
yep.
time. Coach Davenport.
Our son, Doug, was a graduate assistant under Coach Kelsey and Coach Mack at Xavier 2010 to 2012. He is a basketball coach. I mean, he's passionate. Tremendous attention to detail, and I think he has great energy to get the most out of every single player he coaches. And I know that because he did that with Doug, what he taught Doug and what he drew out of Doug to launch his coaching career. That's where it started, and now you look where it is. So he deserves a lot of credit. Our family is indebted to Coach Kelsey. And I go back in doing some talk. Mick Cronin's family, probably the closest family in Cincinnati, are the Cronins and the Kelseys. His dad, before the Chevrolet business and the industry, was an assistant coach under Mick Cronin's dad, Hep Cronin, at LaSalle High School. Danny Cronin, Mick's brother's first job ever was for Mr. Kelsey. It's an amazing relationship, but he's got a tall task in front of him, and trust me, he won't be the most... All the fans are going to be demanding. He will be more impatient than you will be. Trust me.
Said it early, man. Can't get much of a better endorsement than that.
Okay, we're still in a tournament. How are you going to process NCAA tournament action?
No, I'm going to enjoy it, man. Listen, Kentucky's out. I've got a new coach.
I cannot believe
yeah.
that y'all lost to Oakland.
That's awesome,
I
man.
Cannot believe y'all did that for me.
I can't wait to do it again next year.
Steve, I cannot believe that they lost an opening day tournament game to Oakland.
Yeah.
And they did this for us.
It's awesome. I'm going to kick back. Listen, I'm going to enjoy some Sweet 16 ball tonight.
I can't believe.
I'll be honest, man. I've watched a lot of tournament ball.
It's been some good
tournament basketball, man. I really, really enjoyed myself.
Who are you excited to watch? What team? Not necessarily a matchup, but what teams are
plays tonight?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
why would you do that to me?
No.
You knew. Dang, why?
No, it didn't have to be matchups. Are there?
You're like, oh yeah, you know so much about tournament. Who plays tonight?
Are there particular teams? Because listen. I want to see
Alabama-Carolina. Alabama-Carolina. That's the game. That's the game of the Sweet 16.
You just opened up.
No, but it really is. I mean, come on now.
That was the most fake take.
Yeah. Alabama. How Alabama ever? They should have been the favorite when they beat College of Charleston. Because that was the. I mean, they were the team. No, but seriously, man. When you look at today and tomorrow, I mean, that probably is the. I mean, nah. Duke-Houston. Right?
Isn't San Diego State taking on UConn? Like the rematch? Yeah. That's kind of intriguing.
Is that today?
I don't know if that's today or not.
Well, UConn's only favored by 11.5.
Yeah, just because of the whole rematch storyline. But yeah. Okay. Thanks. Thanks, Steve.
Why are y'all just been so aggressive with each other?
Because we fought this week, and I'm just not over it yet. Me and Nick got in a fight.
What y'all fighting about?
At least got in a fight.
About what, Richard and
no, shirts? He was just shirts. He was just...
Okay.
I was like...
Then do your sound effect for Patino.
I would not.
He said no.
Would not. But no, yeah, I mean, no, there's
Alabama, Carolina.
Well, no, there's not been a lot of upsets, which, here's the thing,
Oakland, Kentucky?
Yeah, I know. I love upsets in the tournament in the first couple weeks, but I like when the tournament does what it's done this year. and it levels back out mm-hmm. in the Sweet 16. Maybe if you get one Cinderella that's in there that's
who's the Cinderella that's left?
NC State.
Clemson, NC State? I mean, yeah. Clemson's a six seed. They're not a Cinderella. Isn't
it awesome to have four ACC? What is it? Four?
Four. Every team.
They said we dropped off.
Yeah. Yeah. Creighton, Tennessee.
What are you going to do about that next year when you get four in and you got four in the ACC? And then
we're going to be one of them.
Look, and as soon as the season starts, they're going to be talking about how good they
we're going to be one of them or he's got to go.
No. What I'm saying is... How are you and I going to handle this, Steve?
You won 27 games to Charleston this year. I don't see why I shouldn't be able to expect 27 wins. Okay.
When we start next season and they're like, oh, the SEC is going to be a nine conference bid.
I mean, Duke's going to be the number one team in the country next year. They're loaded. Right.
And they're going to say, oh,
ACC. It's Duke and everybody else.
Yeah, ACC will probably get two teams in.
Yeah.
If they're lucky.
Yeah. When every year the ACC just you get to the Sweet 16, you're like, oh, yeah, pretty good conference, ain't it?
But the whole year you spend it. I mean, are they looking at a 3-4 bid league?
I don't care. Have
you just accepted
it? Yeah, I'm like, keep doing it. Whatever. Let me ask you a question really quick. Okay, because when you go back and look, because here's the hope. And of course, I'm going to look at it from, you can look at and find the other side of this and say, well, but when you look at guys and you say, okay, sell me on, can Pat Kelsey work? You know what I mean? At this level, I do go to guys like Danny Hurley. Mm-hmm. Danny Hurley was a coach at assistant at Rutgers. He coached high school, mm-hmm. St. Benedict. Then he went to Wagner, got the head coaching job. Then went to Rhode Island, mm-hmm. got the head coaching job, was there for six years. Mm-hmm. And then went to UConn 2018. Five seasons later, UConn's a machine. Mm-hmm. You're like, they're the machine mm-hmm. in college basketball. I mean, can he be that? You know what I'm saying? I mean, because his resume before UConn mm-hmm. is not that much better than Pat Kelsey's. Mm-hmm. That's the hope. The hope is you've got the next guy. Mm-hmm. Because there is so much. Me and you talked about this privately, not so much on the air. We all want a big name. Not a lot of big names out there.
And not big names, sure fires, you know. It's like,
because I don't think, and I know people laugh at this and some people, but if you're rival, you're going to, listen to him. I don't think Scott Drew in Louisville was like the match made in heaven. Like, you know, like, I'm not saying I wouldn't have took him. Of course, he's a national championship winner, but like, I don't know that would have just been like this immediate dominant success match.
Listen, that's why I didn't participate in names.
Yeah.
Because it was like none of the names. It's like, okay, you get him. He's, you know, it's a perfect fit. You know,
but outside of him, who was a big name that was attained? I mean, TJO, I loved him, but I mean, he's $18 million buyout. You're not paying that. Nate Oates re-upped. You know, Cronin's expensive. They were, you know, Josh, whether you agree with it or not, Josh took a morality stand on a couple coaches, and that's fine. That's his choice. So you block those out, and then you say, I mean, okay, well, it's like, okay, so maybe you took Pat Kelsey over Eric Musselman at the end of the day and Jerome Tang. So it's like, don't just look at it as, man, we chose Pat Kelsey over all these big names, because that's what some will say, and it's like, no, not really. You kind of took him over like Tang and Musselman. Because those are two guys I think were obtainable which apparently, I don't know, like apparently a lot of rumors about Musselman. I think he's kind of a weird guy.
There's stuff about Tang too.
The Tang stuff, I don't know.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what was up with that. But like Musselman apparently is a little, you know, just some stuff. Scarface.
He enjoys the job. So,
but yeah, you know, and when I look at it that way, I'm like, okay, then if you believe he's the next up-and-coming guy, that's not, I mean, what if? Again, you can say, Steve, what if he sucks? And I could say, well, what if he's Danny Hurley? You know, and what if he falls somewhere in the middle? I don't know. You know,
all you can do is look at the building blocks. He has the building blocks of
it feels like the fit is really good.
A heavy coaching pedigree, a highly motivated, you know, guy. Like I said, it's a detail guy. And And his golden rule is if your shoe comes off, he's going to throw it out of the gym and make you go get it. And his shoe came off, and his kids mobbed to that shoe like they had struck gold.
I mean, listen, Pack. Sorry, I don't want to overstep that because that's funny. Danny Hurley had made two. He made two NCAA tournaments
at Rhode Island.
Yeah, Pat Kelsey's got four at Winthrop and College of Charleston. Like, and now, let me be clear. I do think the A-10 is a step up. Like, I'm not. Please don't think I'm not saying that. But I just, you know, and then he comes to UConn, and listen, they were 16-17. Then they were 19-12. Then they were 15-8, but that was a COVID year, and they finished third. So that's a little sway. But then they were 23-10, finished third in the Big East. Then they were 31-8, finished fourth, and won a national championship. And this year they were 33-3, and
gonna be
won the Big East.
Going to be in it.
And pretty much is being hand delivered to the Final Four. I mean, but they got an Elite Eight game.
I don't know, Nikki. They're gonna take them out.
Oh, San Diego State.
Mm-hmm.
The Revenge Factor.
I mean,
you never know.
You never know, man. Yeah.
I mean, I always put storylines in.
Once you're in the Sweet 16, there's no for sure thing. Especially when chalk holds up the way it is.
Where is he going?
Looking fresh.
Where is he going? Where is he going, Steve?
Wondering Tank Connection?
Oh, we're just enjoying the. Did anything happen outside while I was gone?
Did anything happen?
No, actually nothing.
No.
Nothing at all. It's been really boring up here. I mean, the coaching search but has been crazy, but up here has been boring. Where were we? Tuesday, me and Coach Leibs, we were over at Eric Nunley's, mm-hmm. which Dr. Nunley said, you need to come over.
Oh, he's absolutely right.
No. He wants you to see.
Yeah, I need to see him.
And his office is awesome, dude. It's like the Cardinal Hall of Fame Cafe.
I need to
memorabilia
see him professionally.
Oh yeah, and that. And yeah, he's the best for him. But he was like, "Tell Marcus to come up." And I was like, "Yeah, yeah." I was like, "He will."
I will.
I was like, "He's just skipping work right now."
Hey, got a good.
Like, once we get a coach, he'll come back. Be like the Undertaker. Yeah.
That's all I was waiting
on. Did you get some stuff done this week, though?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did.
Good.
I had one of those big closet purges where I feel like I probably 38% of my wardrobe I probably threw away or donated. Threw it away, yeah.
Not a bad idea.
So I got that done. You know, just all those cracks and crevices that you've been meaning to clean your whole time, your bathtub, and you know, little spots everywhere in your baseboards, and I just it was so good. It was nice. I ate good. I made spaghettis and I had Culver's one day.
Did you eat clean?
No.
Okay.
No. Actually,
it's vacation.
I called Jalen. I said, Jalen, I said, fast food, don't think about it. What's your favorite burger? He said, gosh. I didn't know that. I was like, you know what? I'll try that.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, Culver's quietly is right there with like Whataburger for me. Like it's easy because Whataburgers aren't around here. Mm. So it's always easy to be like, man, there's nothing like a Whataburger. But it's like, when I started to notice, like, we had people come from out of town, mm-hmm. from the South, and they were like, y'all got a Culver's around here? Mm. I'm like, yeah. They're like, oh, my gosh, let's get some. You know, I'm like, okay.
What else did I have? That was interesting.
See that? I know.
What?
Stuff.
Don't worry about what me and Nick are doing.
Did I miss something? Okay, well. This doesn't look like I'm missing anything.
Don't worry about what me and
that's awesome.
Yeah, so 3:00 today. I guess we're going to carry that.
What are you going to ask him?
What am I going to ask him?
Yeah. Texas.
I don't know.
Texas, you got a couple seconds left.
God, they just put me on the spot
Texas,
like that.
38-31, 93-9. What do you want
Probably won't even sit in the media
chairs.
What
do you want Steve to ask Coach Kelsey? What do you want Marcus to ask Coach Kelsey? Again, I tell you, I'm going straight to the film. Coach, I didn't like the execution on him.
Yeah.
On the alley-oop play with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
What would you like to hear him asked?
Oh, man. What would I like to hear him ask? Jeff Leitze had a good one the other night.
Cousins was awesome. Is there still one here? Is it still there? Open?
I thought there was.
I thought it closed down.
Oh, there is one.
Dutchman's?
Yes.
Is that still open?
Yep, I believe that one's still open.
Good.
Yep. I would probably just right off the bat just say I like what Jeff Leitze said.
How much are you doing with NIL?
No, well, he was like, "What's your next couple of days look like, man? Mm. Like, you know, what are you doing? I want to hear your plan right now." Recruiting?
Yeah, just recruit. What do you mean?
Yeah, look, your defense is a little subpar.
He's going to say,
"Are you doing something with that?"
He's going to say, "I just got paid."
Yeah.
I'm going shopping.
No, you're not. They're going to buy you a house.
Yeah, I'm going shopping.
You're going to recruit.
What are y'all doing? My wife, look.
I want you to kiss. He's got two daughters.
Happy with me right now.
He's got two daughters and a son and a wife. You need to kiss them all four. Because you're not going to see him for the next 2 weeks.
He's saying, my wife is happy. You know, my wife been mad at me for the last 3 years.
Yeah. Wait till she sees you now.
I'm enjoying this.
Yeah. Wait till she sees you now. All right. Everybody's saying defense. Look, I just want to hear him. You know, I just want to hear what he's got to say. Mm-hmm. I just want, you know, there's not a lot you can learn from today.
That's what I was wondering.
I mean, you're going to learn more in the next month. You know, of like, okay, well, who's he going after? What type of player?
Ask him, are you ready? Is Chris Mack on staff?
That's funny.
Ask him staff plans. Yeah.
That's
a good question.
Yeah. Like, is it important to you? Actually, something I probably wouldn't ask him in the press conference, but I would like to know, is it important to you when looking for staff to find somebody that knows this area?
Yeah, or challenging.
Yeah.
Yeah, challenge you, work with you. Are you committed to the pack line?
People overblow the pack line.
I cannot wait.
Listen, let me break it down to you. 85, people, this is one of my pet peeves. People just throw that word pack line out.
Mm-hmm.
85% of college basketball teams right now run a form of the pack line. It's the new defense. It's the new universal college basketball defense.
Yeah, keep them out the lane. Yeah, and like
foul. That is what. Yeah. So some people. Yeah, I'm not saying you text there.
Pack line is keep them out.
But
the lane.
But I did hear a couple people.
Help side, don't foul.
Like somebody called me last night. He's going boring pack line, and I'm like, okay, yeah. You know what? Have you ever watched UConn? You like what they do? Okay. Well, they run it off pack line principles. So.
Okay, Nikki, we got to go get set up for the press conference. Play us on out.
What do you eat for lunch?
I don't know yet. As always, 8150-939 is always the number. 3831-939 is always the text line. Don't we get a delivery on Monday?
Wing Zone, baby.
Oh, it's Wing Zone Day.
A Thursday.
Wing Zone.
Shout out
to Adam and the crew.
I said Monday.
Yeah. Happy Monday. For everybody else that's been working your tail off all week.
93.9 The Ville.